You're listening to The Weekly Experiment, a segment on WBOY that explains the science of our everyday world.
Hi, I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Today in The Weekly Experiment, we're asking the question, what's an avocado? One of the interesting things about plants is that the name of the plant and the name of the parts we eat are the same word. Think about it. Strawberry plant, banana tree, ear of corn, corn stalk. Avocado is a New World plant, meaning it's from the Western Hemisphere, the Americas. When Spanish explorers came to the New World, avocados grew from Mexico south into Central America. Some scientists who have studied plant genetics and others who have examined archaeological sites think that avocados might have originated in Mexico. Today, however, they're grown all over the world, from India to Australia, Israel to Kenya, Hawaii to California. Botanists, the scientists who study plants, place avocado in a family of plants called Lauraceae, the laurel family. These plants are flowering plants. Most of them are evergreens, typically found in warmer climates, often have thick, leathery, shiny leaves, and the fruit has one seed. Other members of the laurel family you've probably heard of are laurel, sassafras, cinnamon, and camphor. The scientific name for avocado is Persea, P-E-R-S-E-A, Persea americana. Since avocados are cultivated, meaning they're controlled and grown as food crops, there are different types or varieties. The term that the growers use for the different types is cultivar. Cultivars have specific characteristics or are grown for specific characteristics. Some cultivars are bred to withstand lower temperatures or windier conditions or to survive drought or even to thrive in hothouses. Avocados can be grown from a seed or from a graft, where tissue from one plant is placed and grown on separate roots. So, here's an activity to try with your family. It's the classic get an avocado pit to sprout activity. Get a ripe, unrefrigerated avocado and clean off the skin and fruit. Soak the pit in warm water for a few days or place the glass on a heater. After about 1 to 3 days, examine the pit and find the bottom, the part that's wider, wrinkled, and has a dimple. Press 4 toothpicks into the pit halfway between top and bottom. Place the bottom of the pit into a glass so the pit is suspended by the toothpicks. Pour warm water into the glass so the pit's bottom is underwater. Place the pit in a warm room, maybe on a heater, away from direct sunlight. Keep adding water over time so it doesn't dry out, and after a few weeks, you should have enough growth that you can take it and plant it in a pot with soil. Well, we've just learned a little bit about the avocado. I'm Martin Fisher from Science Central. Thanks for joining me here on WBOI for The Weekly Experiment.
The Weekly Experiment is produced by Rob Martinez. You can hear The Weekly Experiment during WBOI's SciTech Saturday Afternoon Matinee. You can also hear this episode again in the program section of our website, wboi.org.